Division.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that the Bible is the rock on which the Republic rests. Again, he said, the Bible is the rock on which the Republic rests. I wonder where he got that from. His name is Jesus Christ. In Matthew 7, 24 through 29, let me show you the correlation. Let me show you the author of his information. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, saith the King of kings and Lord of lords, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon that rock. President Andrew Jackson knew what he was talking about. Verse 26, back to Jesus, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, at his common sense. For he taught them as one having authority. He knew what he was talking about, and he knows what he's talking about. He's alive forevermore. Verse 29 says, he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Wasn't it also Jesus that rebuked the leaven of Herod and the Pharisees? Because it's all diplomatic garbage. Ben Franklin said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Well, America, the Sons of Liberty are beyond diplomacy this week. And the reason I say that is because I have a lot of new listeners from all over the country right now because of the opportunities that have been presented to us over the last week and a day. President Andrew Jackson said that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Forget it not. John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the governments of any other. Who would know better than our founders, America? George Washington said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Who would know better than our founders, America? What about the father of our Constitution? We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of the government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon our capacity to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Moses is inscripted and engraven in stone on the Supreme Court building and civil buildings all across this country, on our money. Scripture's on our Liberty Bell. Enlightening the World is on Lady Liberty in New York, the Statue of Liberty. The motto of our country during the Revolutionary War was, "No King but King Jesus." The flags that were flying were appeal to heaven. Well, I don't know. Who are we? I just can't figure it out. I did an interview in Minneapolis here last week. And after I got done handing the show host his hat, for a better way of saying it, he got a caller come up right behind him and he said, "You know, that guy's got to study his history, man. You know," he goes, "we're non-denominational."
Let me look that up.
He said, "We're about 100 years old."
I got to look that.
And this show host even had to correct this caller. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And folks, let me tell you what it says in Hosea 4:6. "When you forget my law, I'll forget your children." This is one of those children that have been forgotten about because he didn't take the time to study and show himself approved unto God or man, because he has no love for God or man. It's been a week of weeks, but we have grown leaps and bounds, folks. The Lord took the eagle of this ministry, the eaglet, might I say, and he pushed that little eaglet out of the nest, and we're learning to fly. We've grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are in a spiritual battlefield, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's the media conglomerated together in few to attempt to overthrow and to rule many. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you believe their propaganda. That's the only way it's going to happen. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, a whole lot of them, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this beautiful Saturday in the state of Minnesota, May 28th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, I'm going to give you the heads up real quick. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's your show. That's why we are here. We're not here trying to bring forth a fan club. We're here rotting righteousness to establish liberty for you. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, it's 1-866-233-0747. This is the show, America, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measures of our conduct. Again, I want to give you the number one more time. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And we're going to talk about what happened last Friday, and we're going to continuously put your feet upon the two pillars, religion and morality. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake kicking it out. I'm not going to go there again.
At the lake.
Folks, again, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. A little bit later on during the show, we're going to play on an interview. Nicole actually did an interview with Michael Reagan just this week here from the studios in Minnesota. And he's going to be talking about the price in which was paid for our freedoms. And what he does has always been my desire. Jake had seen him not too long ago, and he said, I don't know anybody that is even talking about the price of their freedom. It's like, dude, over here, we've been doing this for about 15 years now.
Yep.
Because if they don't understand the price, they have no reason to fight.
Yep.
Or, for the most part, then we wonder why kids are going backwards.
Yeah.
Well, what's their purpose?
That's right.
They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they're going. So anyways, in saying that, folks, I got a lot of new listeners this week. And by the way, I really appreciate the support that we've gotten from the media, our friends across the country. We have literally been, Jake, go ahead and share that.
We've got multiple sources that we've been on. Here in Minneapolis, we've been on 5 this past week, 5 stations, the big stations here in town, the largest tower, actually. We've been in Michigan. We're in Detroit on Faith Talk out there. Thanks to everybody out there. In Texas, we run 3 different Houston programs, which are syndicated into Dallas and San Antonio and things like that. Mr. Sam Malone was one of them. So I want to thank all of our fans out in Houston, Texas. Nationally syndicated Bot Radio picked us up. They're a whole network of people.
80 outlets.
Yep, and we're soon to be here this week in a couple of other states, California, Wisconsin, and Washington. But right now, also this week, we were in Beaver Falls, PA, just outside of Pittsburgh. So I want to thank John for that. In Florida, we were on in Orlando.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Louie's going to bring us into Ohio as well, the Louie D. Show.
He sounded like David Savage, and I said, man, I got to tell you, you sound like, Michael Savage, and he goes, that's not a compliment, Bradley. It's like, okay. I said, well, maybe we can go have some pizzas and Cokes today.
But we like Louie, you know? Yeah. We really appreciate you, Louie, down in Florida. Also in Kansas, we're going to be in Florence. Colorado, Colorado Springs. Bradley was just on the show this morning, the Carey Show. And also in Charlotte, North Carolina with Doug Collette. He was also interviewed Bradley in Houston as well and liked the interview so much
and
brought him on into North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina.
That was really cool. He called me in the morning. We did an interview, and then we did another interview that afternoon.
Yep.
And a real well-grounded individual, very cool guy. So, by the way, a lot of these, how many Christian outlets were we on, one or two?
Yeah, I would say two for sure.
Yeah.
And also we want to say thank you to Mr. Glenn Beck for putting us on the Blaze as well. That was very nice of him to do that.
300 and some odd hits. I'm sorry.
Lots more hits.
Single one of them was positive.
Yeah.
Every single response was positive.
Yeah.
Looked at the Communist News in Minneapolis here through the Star and Tribune.
Oh, the Red Star.
Yeah, and I looked at it, and it was like every one of them was negative. I didn't know we were that liberal here in Minnesota. I didn't.
Yeah.
I really did not know that we were that liberal.
And most of the phone calls coming in, you know, this is kind of a common theme. I know we're going to get to the prayer in a minute, but people are like, man, thank you so much for standing. Thank you for doing such and such and such and such. But when they hear this negative spin from the media, they're like, I'm not seeing it. Where's it at? As a matter of fact, a lot of interviewers said to you, okay, so where's it at?
Oh, no. And we knew the direction that they wanted to take that.
Yep.
And let's get to the prayer, and then we'll talk about the fallout after the prayer and how the media conglomerated together and they pushed propaganda. And it's also interesting, folks, that nobody bothered to call me. The Star and Tribune didn't call me. The AP didn't call me. St. Cloud Times didn't call me. CBS News didn't call me. ABC News didn't call me. The Pioneer Press didn't call me.
Yeah, I think...
Hold on. Over 2,000 outlets picked this up across the country, and not one of them called me.
I think
how does that work, America?
You're supposed to print the article first and then maybe talk later.
That's right.
You know, get the perspective. I want to celebrate a true son of liberty named Patrick Henry. And this is what he said, and this is what we're doing right now on the Sons of Liberty Radio. It's his birthday tomorrow, his anniversary, I should say. He's no longer with us. If your descendants be worthy of the name of Americans, they will preserve and hand down to their latest posterity the transaction of the present times. They will see that I have done my utmost to preserve their liberty. And Bradley, if I can say and exemplify what you did at the Capitol and what you do every day and what we do on the Sons of Liberty every day, that's exactly what we're doing. Our posterity is going to say to us that we have done our utmost to preserve their liberty, because that's what this is about. It's about a future and a hope. It says in the preamble of the Constitution where they thought about their posterity and the generations moving forward. That's what we're doing with this message. Hmm. So come all of the media smears and the different things like that.
Let them come.
They're coming because they're promoting that message even more into liberty.
It
and the people that
you,
have their head on straight.
Shows you how anti-American that they really are. I want to say this too.
Separates.
As patriots in this country, we're all Christians. There's no getting around it. That's what a patriot is.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting that the spirit of the world towards real patriots is to persecute the living ones and then praise the dead ones?
Yep.
Wasn't it William Wallace during the movie Braveheart? He was a real Christian man. At the very beginning, do you remember what it says? That history was written by men who hung heroes. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the media attempts to do for anybody that stands up for you, America. I want you to hear that again. History is written by men who hung heroes, and the media is on the rampage trying to cut off at the knees anybody that stands up for who you really are. They want to try to discredit you. They want to slander you. They want to defame you. They want to do all sorts of things to those that stand up. But what happens when the American people do stand up?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to even some of the comments that we got this week. Isn't it interesting that whenever one righteous man stood up during the comments, let's say there was a blog that was just capping on us without knowing the facts as usual. Isn't it interesting that you have all these negative hits, and then when one man stands up and confronts them with the truth, they don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
The comments slow down.
As a matter of fact, a prime example of that is here locally, the St. Paul, the press here, Pioneer. A gentleman called in, again, supporting us, saying, I just can't find what they're talking about. He said on the comment lines, he made his comment. You know, there was all the slander garbage. He made his comment, and directly after that comment, it all started to go, yeah, you're right. You know, this is right, and we're glad that this happened and this happened. But folks, it doesn't take much to set a righteous precedent. It really doesn't. People fall in line afterwards. The big thing that you've been saying on most of your interviews throughout the week here is people are looking for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership. What is leadership? It's one that's going to stand, and he's not going to bend or bow. He's just going to keep leading. Now, a lot of people may not follow him at first, but a leader doesn't care how many people are even following him. He's leading because he's based on principle. But I've seen when a leader leads in truth, like what just happened this week, and like when Bradley's not backing down from any of this stuff, people are following. And they're saying, yes, praise God, I can get behind this. As a matter of fact, it's backfiring on a lot of folks that didn't stand behind him.
That's just beginning. But
people
well,
are going
just
to
point
to
let's hush about that right now.
Yeah. It's not even about backfiring. That's not our
Let's go ahead and play the piece that caused all the stir from coast to coast, from Minnesota to Texas, literally, last Friday at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota.
When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. And it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world, and might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice. From World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima in Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today.
And they ratified the Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. I'm going to finish the last part about it, the prayer from last Friday, and I'm going to break it down and dissect it for you. And I'm going to show you what the wax on the left derived and brought forth an implication that I implied something.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam. And Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name.
I mean, the last thing that we want to do is really show the people who they are.
Yeah.
You know. So,
or have a prayer that actually means something that's going to go to the God of heaven that established our country.
Glory and honor. And then the people began to derive out of that, that as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray in Jesus' name, they say, well, why did you take a political shot at Obama? I never took no political shot at Obama. I said 44 presidents prior to Obama have acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. Obama himself has put his hand upon that Bible and swore to uphold it. So help me God. So when people started to imply that I took a shot at Obama, I never intended to take a shot at Obama. If I wanted to take a shot at Obama, I don't care if I was in the Capitol or if I was in the White House, I would say it to him or about him. I'm not a diplomatic individual. I'm not playing both sides of the fence here. I'm a preacher. I'm a Christocrat. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican. And if people would understand, I mean, it's almost like foreign to the American people to believe that a preacher really believes what he says, because there's so many of them that have just, you know, been a part of the left and the right for the last 40 and 50 years in this country. Hypocritical Christians, professing Christians, that Christ himself rebuked more than anybody. It's a lack of Christianity, America. That's not Christ at all. Where you see hypocrisy, don't blame Christ for it. He's the one that rebuked it. And what did God say in the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, empty or worthless. You better practice what you preach. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Let's keep it in context. You know, I really felt like Martin Luther, as I said last week, nailing the 95 theses on the wall with good intent. I mean, when I look at this prayer, I'm sitting here saying, okay, I talked about Moses behind the Supreme Court chambers. I talked about our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, by the way, who considered himself to be a father of this country, not a president or a monarchy or a despot or a tyrant. And then I started talking about our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, not privileges, America. And then I went down, I gave an analogy about how we should go back to our founder and who is he that gave us our blueprints. And then I started to talk about, as I began to unify, I might remind all of us here that we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Then I talked about the problems didn't start in 1776. They started when we began to depart from the founder who gave us the blueprints. Then I talked about the price, because without the price, and understanding the price, you're not going to hold the heart of an American, because the law is not going to do that. The gospel is. And at the very end, I talked about denominations. Folks, we're not a Muslim nation. We're not a Buddhist nation. We're not a nation of Hare Krishnas. They're afforded asylum, but we are a Christian nation.
Yep. Every time we say, so help me God, we're talking about the jail Christian God.
That's
every time
exactly
we take
right.
an oath, it's on the Bible, the New and Old Testament.
And he's all over the buildings, all over the country. And let me ask a question, and let me put the statement to you, too. What are those crosses over the top of those boys and girls in Arlington? Are they
Christian crosses.
They're Christian crosses, isn't that right? So what did they die for?
They died for that redemption that Christ died for them.
And those crosses symbolify what? Their Christian faith.
Yep.
Okay, so if that's what they died for, then that's what we're supposed to live for.
Redemption and liberty.
So here's the point with Obama, because that's the end of the prayer. For those that want to split hairs and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, I never said that Obama wasn't a Christian. He did. Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. And what I've been asked all across the country is, do I believe that Obama's a Christian? Well, he did keep tradition by putting his hand on that Bible. He has acknowledged that we're a Christian nation whenever he gets in trouble, because he's not going to come into our country and acknowledge that he's a Muslim, acknowledge that he's a, you know, whatever foreign gods there are out there. He's not going to acknowledge that, because he knows that 68%, I've heard 73% now, have professed their Christianity in America. Now, folks, do you think that this man, this politician, is going to get up there and say that he's a Buddhist or a Hare Krishna or a Dalai Lama or an atheist or agnostic or a whatever the case might be? No way. Because America would reject him. He's got to keep and hold tradition, and tradition means attached to old customs. Because the American people do know who we are and where we came from. So he's got enough common sense that, listen, go back in history. They all acknowledge to be godly men. Benito Mussolini used to hang out with the Catholic priest, and he thought he considered himself an atheist.
Yeah.
He knew that that was going to win him the votes. People need to wake up. And the other thing I said is that Jesus said that you are to judge a man by his fruits. I didn't know that it was a Christian man that is so strong in his Christian faith is going to advocate the murder of 3,700 babies a day in this country and ask for more money to do more abortions throughout the country. when God says in Proverbs 6 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. I didn't know that a Christian is supposed to advocate and promulgate that which God says is an abomination, such as homosexuality. But this man, this Christian president, no, a lack thereof, has put over 124 homosexuals into high positions in government. That's a Christian president. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to judge a man by his fruit. That's it. And another question I have is, when is the last time that that president has told the truth? And by the way, when you do a little homework, it doesn't take you 8 years to figure it out, folks. People caught on right away, because right after he was inaugurated into the position that he's in today, he began his attack on the foundations of who we are as a people.
So who's doing the attacking?
I've
been puzzled by this the whole time. First of all, you never insinuated that Barack Obama was not a Christian. Now, if somebody wanted to ask you the question, you might be able to answer it. But the fact is, your prayer had nothing to do about his own personal Christianity. Listen, folks, in 1952, President Truman established one day a year as a national day of prayer. And who do you think we're praying to? Again, the Judeo-Christian God, the God of the Bible that they put their hands on and they swear in, the God of the New and Old Testament. In 1988, President Ronald Reagan designated the first Thursday, by the way, Truman was a Democrat, first Thursday in May of each year as a national day of prayer. In 2007, I want you to listen, because who's assaulting who? You just got done asking the question.
Nope.
Who's the rebel here? If we merely acknowledge what he's already acknowledging, all of a sudden the finger gets... But this has been just humoring me. In 2007, presidential candidate Barack Obama, I'm pointing out an issue. Just like if a guy's got his fly open, excuse me for the crude analogy, you point it out and say, hey, buddy, you know, this is what's going on here. Your fly's open, zip it up. He's going to say, thank you, you just saved me the humiliation and the shame of walking out in public like this. I was just acknowledging, you were just acknowledging in your prayer, you were praising the integrity and the awesome presidents prior to 2008 that acknowledged we were a Christian nation. You were exalting them because they were exalting the fact that we were a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perspective. In 2007, presidential candidate Barack Obama declared the U.S. was no longer a Christian nation, whatever we once were, right?
He denied
he
God in the Declaration of Independence. How many times has he done that? How many times has he gone to other countries?
So he says it. You merely acknowledge that he says it. If anybody has issues, we should go to Obama and say he didn't even use his name.
In my prayer, I never even thought about that. And if I could redo the prayer, I would have reworded it in a sense, in a way that would have brought forth no doubt as to what I meant or what I intended.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not the one that's saying it.
Yeah.
Obama is the one that's saying it. Their man is the one that's saying it. And they won't even acknowledge the fact that he's the one that said it. And the reason they can't do it is because they don't have ears to hear or eyes to see.
That's right. So let's just say, this is how ridiculous it is. I don't think you would need to reword it to make it any more clear. You were clear. They're going to twist whatever they want, period, no matter how you say it. Let's just say then Obama, then we should just say to Obama, well, then get on TV and say we're a Christian nation. Oh, I'm not going to do that, because in 2010, he canceled the 21st annual National Day of Prayer ceremony at the White House under the ruse of not wanting to offend anybody.
But
he would be offended if we said that he said we were a Christian nation. He'd be offended because he would say, I never said that. I've never said that. He would be offended that we would say that. That's the silliness of this whole parody. So who is aggressively insulting the unborn? Just like you said, we know them by their fruits. Who's aggressively assaulting them, offering funding for Planned Parenthood?
And by the way, Planned Parenthood is aimed at the black communities and the Hispanic communities.
That's right. It's a form of genocide. It was started that way, and it's aimed at,
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger. But the fact is who's aggressively assaulting the Christian foundations?
Right.
Now, this is the thing. This is what's so humorous about this. In America, you get this, but I like to exemplify it again for some of those that just still don't quite get it. The media comes in and accuses a righteous man of stating a statement that held that another man was unrighteous. Yet, if you'd go to that same unrighteous man and say, so are we a Christian nation? He would say, no. Are you a Christian? He would say, well, I'm one with everybody, because he assaults the Bible.
Yeah, I am in front of the people, but behind closed doors, I'm whatever the people want me to be. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, having some technical problems again. Don't know what's going on. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Oh. I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And let us indulge with caution the supposition that morality cannot be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail to the exclusion of religious principle. Guess who that was from, America? That was taught in every textbook, virtually every textbook in America up until 1962. That's from President George Washington's farewell address. After we gave the prayer, by the way, jumping back to the prayer here, that was the big issue. It's interesting that the media immediately jumped on the agenda, all of them together, about 10 minutes after I left. They didn't do it when I was there, by the way. And what I wanted the people to know is, let's go ahead and take a look at the media and what they believe. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of those that report the news in this country believe that adultery is okay. America, did you know that in 28 states to this day, it's still illegal for folks to commit adultery on each other, but the laws have not been enforced since 1944? In the spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work. That's why there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. God's law says thou shall not commit adultery. I don't care if man wants to adhere to it or not. It's still in force. 76% of those that report the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Before 1961, this was illegal in every single state in this country. You'd go to prison for up to 21 years if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island. They were rightly called crimes against nature. Read Romans 1. Until 1973, it was also considered to be a mental illness. Just have them attack you once, America, and then you'll understand the mental illness here. They try to create crimes that are not there. They try to paint you as a monster so they can continuously play the victim. And what are they victims of? They're victims of the laws that expose crimes against nature. I go on. 90% of those that write your papers in this country believe there's nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Maybe they should read the Article 5 of the Bill of Rights. I don't know if that's a part of the...
Or how about the Declaration?
Yeah.
How about the very foundation of which liberty has? As a matter of fact, their liberty that they have of the press, which has to be within the moral grounds and confines of law, that very liberty is given to them through the Declaration and through our Constitution, yet they would strike out part of the Constitution that isn't convenient to them.
How hypocritical can one be due to the fact that they themselves are here today because that law was enforced against their mothers and their fathers so they couldn't kill their own babies in the wombs? I did a high school in the state of North Dakota one time, and I had, out of 331 high schools, I've had two people argue with me. Well, they tried to argue with me about abortion. And the one in New York, I just said, or in North Dakota, I'm sorry, I just said, it's a good thing mom didn't abort you, and that was the end of the conversation. How hypocritical. Just think, America, every day in this country, 3,700 babies are aborted on our watch. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. 86% of those that write your papers in this country seldom or never attend church. And to be quite honest with you, I don't blame them. But you know what? If I can look at those that are not adhering to the Word of God, I don't look at the pastor that's a hypocrite and say, oh, they're a bunch of hypocrites. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and live my own way. No, you have a responsibility too.
That's right.
There's not a hotel room in this country where there's not a Bible placed into it. A few years ago, we had the opportunity to interview Don Shelby, a news anchor with WCCO in Minneapolis. And we asked him how he could tell the difference between right and wrong. This was his reply. He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter, one who decides differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Well, Don, how can you tell us what's fair or unfair, just or unjust, if you have no knowledge between right and wrong? Let me show you the media's meaning of fairness and justice. Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Now, can I ask you something, America? Go back to my prayer. What did my prayer have to do with anti-gay anything?
I didn't see it.
Nobody's
seen
it.
Response?
I had an interview.
Brad, I didn't see it.
I had an interview the day, last Monday, and he said, man, I've seen all these accusations being thrown on you. And he goes, I looked for it, and I looked for it, and I looked for it, but I couldn't find it. I said, you couldn't find it because it wasn't there. How does that work, America? Well, listen to what Richard Salent said. Let's go to Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor. He said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times, said, the New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view on purpose, folks. This is my favorite one. Richard Cohan, senior producer for CBS News, said, we are going to impose our agenda. Listen to me again. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, not what the facts are. I thought reporters were there to report on the news, not to create the news and then report on it. Yet I just got done telling you right before the break that ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, Minneapolis Star and Tribune, Pioneer Press, WCCO, St. Cloud Times, MSNBC, and other national outlets that are controlled corporately, we call them the state-run media, use the same ground feeders to propagate their message, and not one of them, America, listen to me carefully, not one of them called me before they reported on me. And we have a disclaimer on our website, and it's been up there for almost 1 year on June 3rd, yet they went to my website, and they said, Bradley's website says this, and Bradley's website says that. And whatever was thrown at them, they picked it up and they threw it out there irregardless. Folks, that's called malicious intent. That's called libel. That's called defamation, America. That's illegal in this country. But yet, they did it anyways, didn't they? And then when they begin to go back and search out their sources, they find out that that's not exactly what was said. It was either omitted or it was selectively reported. Pick and choose like a pigeon picking for peas. I can use a little of that. It's like a lot of professed Christians in America today.
Right.
They just sit there and they look at the scriptures and the ones that they like.
I like that one.
Oh, I like thou shalt not judge.
Glory.
That's all the Bible teaches is judgment, folks. Thou shalt not judge or... Jesus looks just like me. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so.
Whatsoever I shall ask for, I'll get it.
Gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. I like that golden calf more than I like the truth. We have to get back to who we are as a people, America. And I'll tell you what, when I seen this last week, I'm seriously taken back just a little bit. I'm okay with it. But when it all comes out in the wash, it's going to be some folks that are in a whole lot of trouble.
Whole mess of trouble. You know, Thomas Jefferson brought up a quote that said, criminals and government are the two greatest enemies of a free people. He said, let us bind the second down with the shackles of the Constitution so it does not become a legalized version of the first. In other words, so the government wouldn't become a legalized version of crime or criminals. And I think what the media does is the same thing. Is that they are protecting themselves. So when they go out and do a smear story,
yeah,
and they pitch what they want to pitch with their points of view and things like that, it's because they're protecting the lawlessness that they're already practicing. And this is another opportunity to slay the truth to try to protect it. And folks aren't allowing it right now. They're just not allowing it. You see these sources going bankrupt because people know that it's a lie. And truth is being exalted. And the more that they fight against that truth, the more that truth gets more and more exalted. And that's the beauty and that's the awesomeness of staying close to Christ and staying close to God in these movements. As MLK said, there's no redemption without suffering. Well, the truth is going to be scrutinized. The truth is going to be exalted through the trials and through the persecutions. So any time that a media comes up, know what they're trying to protect. They're trying to protect their own lawless deeds. They're guilty of what they accuse the other person of.
They do. They completely do. They got to continuously paint the person out to be a monster so they can further their agenda. But when the people figure out what the agenda is about, then it's almost too late.
Yep.
In fact, I think in this situation, I think people are catching on real quick.
Yep.
In Minneapolis, St. Paul, we've been here for 15 years. We've been doing ministry for 15 years. A whole lot of people know who we are. And I want to say this. A whole lot of people are jacked. A whole lot of people are jacked. Not only at Mr. Zeller's, but also at the media that doesn't know how to tell the truth. We'll talk about more of that when we come back. You have the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Folks, coming up to hour two, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You know the trouble I'm talking about with these people? They lose all credibility when people find out that they lied to them.
Yep, and then they help the cause that they're trying to affect.
Totally.